Christian Emergency Roadside, my name is Brisha, calling from a safe location.
Yes.
Okay, may I have the first and last name?
Coretta Clark.
And if our driver needed to reach out to you, what would be the best number to do so?
731-267-8529.
I'm sorry, I heard the 7326 and then it cut out for me.
731-267-8529.
Thank you. And whenever you're ready, may I have your member ID for your roadside?
I'm going to give you my member ID, but for some reason, I tried to call earlier to get a towing, and they could not pull it up. She said that it has changed or something, so I called. She told me to call back and see if they have given me a new member ID number or something. But the representative from the general that I just spoke with told me he pulled my account up, everything is good, and he gave me some sort of producer code. He told me to give you this producer code if you cannot find it, and it should pull my account up where I can go ahead and get my towing done,
okay.
My towing service. Okay, the code, the is the policy number is PA5387880.
Okay, no, ma'am. Honestly, it's about two digits short. There's usually two numbers in front of the letters, but that
okay.
Didn't pull anything.
It's 01-01-538-7880.
No, ma'am. Nothing at all for that there. You said he gave you a producer.
Okay,
I'm assuming he gave you a plan letter, too.
He just gave me producer code 7270.
Why would he not give you the plan? We can't search it without the plan letter. The producer code, the plan letter, the effective date are all together. So I don't understand why they only give you one.
Okay, I have the effective date. I have my policy right here in front of me. I don't know why it's not being able to be pulled up.
Okay, on that policy in front of you, do you see a letter next to that producer code? It'd be one or two letters.
Yeah, 01. And then PA.
No, not your member ID. The producer code he gave you, the 7270, that comes with a plan letter. So it'd be one letter or two besides that. It wouldn't be your PA. It'd be like a C as in Charlie or a VQ, Victor, Quebec. You see anything like that? Is this policy new?
My identification card. I mean, it's been effective since January.
Okay, so it should have been over here by now.
I see a NAIC number, but I know that's probably not what you mean.
And your name is on here as the main holder, correct?
Yes. This is so weird.
Can you provide me with that effective date?
January 01-11-2021.
And if you don't mind, spell out your name for me, and I'm going to do a reverse search for this here.
C-O-R-E-T-T-A. Last name, C-L-A-R-K.
Okay, nothing under there. Do you have the VIN number to the vehicle?
I do. It's not going to pull. We tried that already.
Okay.
But my VIN number is 3, C as in cat, 4, P as in Paul, D as in Dodge, C as in Cat, B as in Boy, G as in Green, 9, G as in Green, T as in Tom, 1, 3, 7, 4, 7, 9.
Nope. What address should be on the policy, or at least the zip code?
84 Dickinson Lane.
And the zip?
38391.
Okay. I'm not pulling up anything for that there. I did run through the other ones again. And you live in Tennessee, correct?
I do.
Okay. The main thing that's thrown off with this member ID is that if you live in Tennessee, your two letters should be TN for Tennessee. Did you get this in Pennsylvania?
No, I didn't. Never been in Pennsylvania a day in my life. I don't even know where the Pennsylvania is.
Okay. See, that's what's really throwing off, because usually with general, the numbers always match where you live at. And that's why I was all like, oh, okay, she gave me a Tennessee address, but this is a PA. So I'm not certain. But you already checked with them. They said that's your number. I don't understand why he didn't give you the plan letter. I don't really have anything additional I can use. If you want to put me on a hold so you can reach out to him so we don't have to drop connection, and maybe we can see if he has a plan letter for us, we could try that. Push comes to shove, I can try to get you to customer service, but without a producer and plan code, they might not be able to pull you up either. So whichever one you would prefer to do, but I don't really have another way to search you at this time.
Let me call back again.
Okay. Do you want me to hang on a hold? That way you don't have to call back in?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Hold on.
Member still on the line? Disconnecting due to the whole time.